Forever Dog.
Podcast The Ride presents The City Walk Saga, a daily 19-part extremely necessary series exploring the stores, restaurants, and wonderful magic that make up Universal City Walk Hollywood.
Welcome to Podcast The Ride, The City Walk Saga. Today, Sector 5. Here, as always, Mike Carlson.
Hi, yeah, Sector 5. I'm excited. I'm refreshed. I'm ready to go. Ready to talk about a very interesting parking experience I had.
Oh, all right. Scott? And Scott Gardner here,
right,
too.
I'm here. Let's start talking. We don't have to do this at the pace that
okay,
the other ones
all right,
go.
All right. And then this week, we're joined once again, checking in with the sector keeper.
Oh, yeah. Here he is.
He's here.
Boys.
Hello, keeper.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
You give me strength.
Are you feeling stronger? Do you feel like the journey is proceeding according to plan thus far?
Yes. The more sector stones you take in, the stronger I become.
We have four so far.
You have four.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank
you.
Well,
and we've collected some other stuff too. And guess what, Sector Keeper? You're going to be joining us.
we got you a gift.
My mother?
No.
We still haven't tracked.
We're not supernatural. We can't pull strings that. But
please find her,
Sector Keeper. On the last episode, I went to the Hot Topic. Of course, you know it because for those of you who are tuning in, Sector Keeper is sort of an omnipotent being that watches over City Walk and keeps the sectors in order.
Mm, and who's a baby who died in the fountain? Not a baby, but a young child who went to a limbo state due to being poisoned by the dancing fountain.
I'm permanently this many.
Yes, of course.
He's holding up fingers, but he keeps putting some down, so it's not clear. It was a staph infection that did you in that Abercrombie and Fitch fountain.
Yes. Right, and when we, of course, talk about all 19 sectors of City Walk, you will finally be able to experience pop culture that has been missing from your life, the Sector Keeper's life for so
Thank
long.
You.
You'll find out about Saliva, the Josie Scott's band. The guy sang a song, Hero. It was in the first Spider-Man movie.
It was they say that a hero can save us. It's a nice song.
Not gonna stand here and wait.
Oh, that is nice.
If you like us just not even practicing, wait till you hear the real guys, Chad and Josie, do it.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Chad and Josie are great. So anyway, last episode, I went to the Hot Topic, and they have a wonderful sales section, and there was a 2-for-2, buy two, get two free, and I bought us all blind bag Ready Player One keychain toys. So we've all opened ours.
Ready Player.
Oh, that's a good point. The Sector Keeper is not.
It was a book. It was a best-selling book, and that was a movie made by Steven Spielberg.
And it has all these characters like the Iron Giant. You don't know that either. It's full of
Chun-Li. Chun-Li from Street Fighter.
Oh,
you remember her?
Chun-Li. Yes.
She's in it.
That's from your time.
Excellent.
So basically, we've opened ours. I'll give you yours, and you can open it now. We'll refresh which characters we have. Of course, I have 101 Avatar Soldier,
and I have Soto.
Shoto.
What?
You called him Soto.
I heard an H.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, Shoto.
Sorry.
Jason, I'm very, so much bag crinkling.
Sorry.
There isn't. Oh, Sector Keeper, there's
not. They're hard to open.
In the future, is the perforation?
There should be.
Yeah, these are like really sealed. These are like...
Sector Keeper, I would think...
Maybe use your deep...
I would think that the Sector Keeper has some sort of power to be able to open a bag.
Guys,
but
don't blame him. His hands are disappearing. Back to the future.
Oh, he's Sector Keeper going for keys. His car keys, which I didn't know the Sector Keeper even had a car.
All right. They're my keys to my job.
Oh, you have a job?
Wait, you have a job?
Yes. I check people in and out of purgatory.
Oh, no. So what a depressing job.
That's why you haven't been on every episode, because you're having to go to your job sometimes.
I'm working overtime.
Oh, gosh. It gets sadder and sadder.
I'm picking up extra shifts. Oh, it's open. Okay. I have...
It says on the back, Sector Keeper.
He's the main one. He's a Parzival.
You got Parzival.
Oh, I got Parzival.
That's the main character who goes into the Oasis and ends up finding the Easter egg.
Excellent.
Well, he's the hero, just like you, City. Just like you.
Sector Keeper.
Just like you, Sector Keeper. I almost said City Walk. Just like you. Well, you are City Walk.
What a way I am the personification.
Toss me that Parzival, baby.
Sure.
Well, he looks real sickly. Much like you, Sector Keeper.
He does.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get as pale as Parzival if we don't save your soul soon enough.
And he's got what I think is a sword on the back of his jacket, but it looks like a Christian cross.
Mm-hmm. Hey, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's pretty good.
I'm Presbyterian.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
I was also raised Presbyterian when I was a child.
Hmm. Thank you.
Both practicing still, you and...
Not really. No.
No?
Not really.
Religion's not allowed in purgatory.
Ooh, oh, okay. Well, that makes sense, actually.
Well, yeah. now all you follow, your religion is the way of the sector, and we need you to enlighten us about what today's sectors are.
Boys, come close.
Yes.
Okay,
come
we're
close.
In, we're coming in.
You don't need to whisper it, but go ahead.
Today's sector is Sector 5.
Right.
Sparkies, Johnny Rockets, and Jamba Juice, formerly known as... Radio station restaurant.
Ah, okay. That may have been a typo in the sector seeing stones. It was the radio station restaurant was not in the Jamba Juice. It was in where the Johnny Rockets is now. They're just I don't want to go out of order necessarily. No. But
I'm going to go to hell.
Oh, shoot.
No. Okay. It's okay.
Here, we'll do it the
Our Presbyterian
the
God
way.
I hear about on Christmas and Easter. It's going to make everything okay.
Okay.
All right.
So it was Sparky's.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go in order. Sparky's is the first one. Sparky's is a store with an adorable little boy like yourself
My
on
best
the sign.
Friend growing up.
Oh, you knew Sparky.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He must have had a real sweet tooth even back then.
Yes.
Mm.
He has
loves
like a
his
kind
donuts.
Of, he has like a kind of a beanie, like a Jughead style beanie on his hat, or that's his hat.
Yeah,
excuse
he's
me.
Got a little hat.
Okay,
yeah.
It's like a beanie though, right? Everyone's looking at me like I'm crazy.
I just learned that whenever Archie Comics started, that the crown was like a thing people did. Gomer Pyle also had a clown.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Isn't it supposed to be like when the British celebrate Christmas, the little paper crowns and poppers?
Is that right? I just thought it was like a beatnik thing.
What? Yeah, I think it might be. I think it's like street kooks or
no,
something.
Well, I think Archie started earlier than the beatniks, didn't it?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know the history of Archie Comics.
This up. I think it's
if
bullshit.
Anyone, here's the thing. If anyone knows all about being Jughead, it's you.
Oh, well, yeah. And so I don't even want to talk about the sexy Jughead on the TV show.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a very handsome lad. But that beanie... Yeah, he's got a beanie crown? I don't understand it.
The point is, this is the first store I've written down nothing about. So you guys will have to take it from here.
All right. Well, I will take it from here because I was at Sparky's today. Sparky's is like kind of advertised as just like little donuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then there's like this kind of fancy candy store.
That candy store kind of boned me out.
All right. Go ahead.
Well, so here's the thing about Sparky's. Sparky's seems to be, in my mind, doubly redundant because now there is Voodoo Donuts.
Right.
Which kind of cancels out like the little Sparky's donuts.
They have like plain donuts.
These little plain fried donuts. And I was like, oh, maybe I can get... It seemed like the smallest option they had was half a dozen mini donuts for like $8.50. And I am a man of principle and I love my donuts, but I'm like, no, nice try, Sparky's. And this is a thing that comes up for me sometimes at City Walk, which is living in the area. I know a mile down the road there is a donut shop, multiple donut shops, where $8.50 gets you a full dozen full-size donuts.
So in principle alone, you could not bring yourself to buy a bucket of Sparky's donuts because you knew how many donut establishments were nearby.
Well, and I had a lot of sugar already today, so I didn't want to crash
too
hard.
Oh, it's
going
to be
pouty. So, yeah, but then all the candy stuff, they have a lot of the same stuff that its sugar has down the way.
Yes.
Now, Sparky's, I think, is the only place at City Walk that has, like, a chocolate case, like, has a traditional confectionery case. So, I guess that's why it's still hanging on. And that stuff all looked good and fresh.
Look, so, let me say this.
This one likes treats.
You pointing, got my ticket, Sector Keeper.
He's pointing at Jason. He understands. Yes. We all like treats, but, you know, Jason might be the biggest treat liker of all. Because I'm a theme park journalist, I felt that I had to try some of the treats. So I got three treats from the chocolate case. I got a little salted caramel. I got a sugar-free peanut butter cup, which I didn't know was sugar-free until she said, oh, it's sugar-free. Is that, are you sure? And I went, oh, yeah, of course. And then I went, why did I say yes? And then I got a homemade Twix, which is the one that fascinated me the most. Because I love Twix. Do we all, what do we feel about Twix?
I'm up there with, that's one of the best ones.
One of the best.
Yeah, of course. So I said, homemade Twix, this is going to be delicious. This is going to be like Twix, but with better ingredients. Yep. So I had the peanut butter cup, fine. Salted caramel, fine. Homemade Twix, I bit into it, and I was like, this sucks. This is bad. Why? Like, I craved a regular Twix. It was just like they shoved a cookie inside a chocolate shell. Like, it wasn't even... There was a little caramel in there, but it felt like a totally different thing. Branding it Twix is insane. It's crazy. Why would you compare it to a better candy? Just call it something else, and maybe I wouldn't have had the expectation in my head that this thing was going to taste like a homemade Twix or something. Something that's going to be, you know, the thing I like, but better because it's home, quote unquote, homemade. And I was very disappointed by it.
About what was the size?
It was about this. I would say like 6-5 inches. Hmm.
But wait, just one of them?
I just had one Twix. What do you mean, just one?
They don't sell them in pair. I feel like the pairing of Twix is vital unless you're talking Twix ice cream bars.
You think that I should have had two Twix out of principle alone?
No, I don't
alone?
Think... No, I... You, it shouldn't be your responsibility. It should be the shop's responsibility. They should be selling you two
forcibly
little strips.
Forcibly pair the homemade
forcibly.
Twix.
Well, I'm glad that they didn't do this. Because I was disappointed. It was bad. And yeah, it was a real bummer because I was very excited about it. I was like, oh, I'm going to find my new favorite treat. It's Sparky's. Because I'll be honest, this was the first time I stepped foot inside that Sparky's.
Yeah, same.
I'm an It's Sugar Man, and we'll get to that later. That's my favorite candy store at City Walk. I go there
a lot. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Of and the love, seven.
And let's be honest, It's Sugar, a lot sexier than Sparky's. Mm. Okay, Sparky's has this sort of like fancy-ish, but also childlike
thing. It's got the little Sparky guy up front who, look, he seems like a nice enough guy, Sector
no,
Keeper.
He's bad.
Oh, he's bad. Okay, well then, to hell with him. But inside, I don't know, it just kind of bummed me out. You know what else they had? They had a bunch of the glass soda bottles. I talked about this before. Places at City Walk selling glass drinks that you can't take into the parks. This came up with Mini Monster. And the other thing that bugged me, they have that weird bottled off-brand butterbeer. The one yes. that looks like Harry Potter, right. like logo and design and stuff, but he's like just different enough to get by. That's crazy to me that they're selling that at multiple locations in City Walk.
Sparky's is bad. Oh. Sparky took my place in heaven.
Wait, what?
He's why you yes. can't be there?
Yes.
In addition to you... Okay, so you got sick, mm-hmm. and then... Yes. There was a choice which way you would go.
Yes.
But he had already taken this... There was a little yes. boy-shaped spot, and he took it.
Mm-hmm.
So also, he's...
And
are
he
you,
created a bad candy store.
Huh. So let me ask you this. Did he take your place? Would you have been the little boy on the front of this candy store if it weren't for him?
Ideally...
Oh man,
Sectes.
So, so if we do, you think maybe there's a chance that if we complete our 19 sector mission, the Sparky will float off the front and Secti? Is that what? Did we revealed your first name yet? I don't even think we've talked about that.
I can't remember.
He doesn't remember. Okay.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
He now is the sector keeper
but
for
I
all time.
But I can promise you that if you complete your missions, I will not only not go to hell. But Sparky's will file for Chapter 11.
Oh, wow. So we'll put him out of business at least.
Yes.
It's not like you'll replace it. It'll just be like people will be out of a job and mm-hmm. he won't actually be a
wow.
celebrated little boy anymore.
And then there'll be, and then in the display case will be a new kind of candy, non-homemade Twix, yeah. which will just be a regular Twix bar, but non-homemade is written uh-huh. in marker.
And
on
you
the
have
top.
To buy two.
Yeah.
You're forced to buy two.
Well, no, you shouldn't be forced to buy two.
Wait,
they
what?
Should look, they should whatever
what
the size.
Said. You said
no,
forced to buy
they
two.
They should be packaging two.
That's forced to buy two.
But no, it should be the same price. Or they should just cut the one you had in half and they're next to each other.
Wait,
they're sort
wait,
of
wait,
combined
wait, wait.
With each
other. That doesn't
okay.
make sense either.
When you buy a Twix at a store, there's a minimum two unless you're talking fun size Twix.
Yeah, I understand the concept here.
Am I crazy?
Boys, please.
I'm sorry,
don't
Sector
fight.
Keeper.
Sorry. I fear you won't accomplish your mission.
All right. Well, I have a few more Sparky's thoughts, and we can get on to the look. Okay, why are there so many goddamn chocolate eggs in Sparky's? There are the Guinness eggs, like chocolate eggs. There's a lot of like booze candy.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of booze candy. Who likes that? There's a whole bunch of generic salt water taffy.
There's more eggs here. There's like the After Eight, like a dark chocolate mint egg. It's a giant egg. Who would want to eat a giant mint egg? Who's that for?
You wanted to have a giant cotton candy yesterday.
But that's a normal size cotton candy. This is fancy trash.
But I don't know your logic. But like, if you, I might buy you a chocolate egg and think you might like that. No, why not an egg?
I would hate that. Oh. A giant egg with chocolate? That's too much. Cotton candy is light and airy.
You're buying things that are too much. proudly while ordering, but then after the fact complaining.
There's a box that just said Hollywood on it.
Yeah. That's the last thing I have to say about Sparky's is that there are a number of different chocolate boxes that are just
clearly gift boxes,
postcards from Los Angeles. So like, this is just, I don't know, maybe Malibu. We'll post this obviously on Twitter. And then this one says like Discover Los Angeles. So it's like you're going to gift somebody some chocolate, but you're also going to, it's going to be an ad
also,
for tourism.
Also, is that a picture of downtown as the sun is setting?
Yes.
It looks like a shot like right before the heist or like right before the purge starts. It's not even like a nice picture of downtown LA.
It looks like a picture that would be the front of a movie, like a shot from the front of like start of a movie,
like the To Live and Die in LA poster.
Like 2041, Los Angeles has gone to hell
in a nuclear glow, a warm orange nuclear glow bathes the city.
So there is a strange amount of like Los Angeles propaganda,
but that
in
then that
store.
Also redundantly, until very recently, there was Upstart Crow, which is full of that stuff.
Yes,
so. Donuts covered elsewhere, coffee covered elsewhere, candy covered elsewhere, Los Angeles crap covered elsewhere,
covered everywhere,
and cute little boys covered or sent away into the bowels of purgatory.
A Faustian store only exists because of a bargain.
Well, you can feel it in there. It's redundant. It's pointless.
Feel the Faustiness.
I will call. Let's
it
see.
It didn't smell good. It didn't even smell.
I agree with you. It didn't smell good. I will. Let's right here on episode 5. Let's call for this thing to be shut down. That's what we want, I think, for sure. I mean, we're going to be working toward the goal.
The workers give a new employment opportunity.
I don't think so, actually.
Oh, you think they are punishing
the workers?
I want to punish the workers for working at this store. That's just the way I feel.
No severance?
No severance. No way.
Not even the leftover candy?
No, I think that should all go to Jason.
They're just following orders from a very demented little boy. They shouldn't be punished for this.
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. So Sparky's thumbs down.
Oh no.
All right, Jamba Juice.
Boys, please move on.
Jamba Juice next.
Can we? You want to start coughing immediately? Can we just skip to it already? There's nothing. It's a Jamba Juice. It is a Jamba Juice.
Jamba Juice. I got thoughts on Jamba Juice.
All right.
Mike was really into Jamba Juice a few years ago.
Well, famously. I was into Jamba Juice because they had a secret menu. This is one of the first places I ever heard of a secret menu, and I thought this was really cool. This was also the part of my life when I was a fucking idiot and thought that Jamba Juice was healthy.
They pulled the wool over a lot of people's.
Yeah, so you'd be like, this tastes delicious, but it's also good for you. And it's like, it's not. It's just a bunch of sugar, and even you shouldn't be having that much fruit, because fruit is full of sugar. It's good sugar, but still, like,
you're still
going to
crash.
You're still going to crash. Hmm. And they had a Fruity Pebble one and, like, a red gummy you'd order off the secret menu.
Just get a box of Fruity Pebbles. Why are you parsing out the Fruity Pebbles?
Because it's fun to order secret stuff.
I just usually always got a green thing there. The green thing
fooled me for years too, because you'd get a green thing from Jamba Juice and you'd be like, this tastes delicious, and it would be like apples, and then it would be like a bunch of sugar, bananas, strawberries, and it would just be a bunch of regular food, and they would fool you by making the thing green.
It does feel like a trick at City Walk. It's like, oh, something healthy up here. right?
Yes. I mean, I guess it's probably the closest thing.
The healthiest.
Yeah. And I will give Jamba Juice credit. They now finally have some things on the menu that are kind of healthy. Kale is the first ingredient, and that you can get like real carrot juice or some real actual vegetable juice.
I mean, I would just load up whatever. I used to use it. There used to be one by an old job, and I would go like as a lunch replacement.
Sure.
Go,
you can get the,
like, the protein boost.
Of course. So, soy protein or whey?
I don't think I ever really noticed a difference. I think I always just defaulted to whey because it's cheaper. I don't know what you're calling about. We're talking about the stores.
I have 15 more minutes. Okay. On that. All right. So, That's all I really had to say about Jamba Juice.
We got to keep the sector keeper around.
All right. We must keep Johnny Rockets.
Boys, are you still there?
Oh my God, we're still here.
Boys.
Oh, God. He's like transparent. So, this Johnny Rockets recently redone in a very sparse modernist style.
Yes.
Which a number. So this is a couple observations I've noticed in our many joints up to City Walk recently. One, a lot of the places that have been there for a while and seem like they're going to stick around for a little while have kind of redone to like take away the more kitschier, louder style and more like sort of a minimalist style.
Yes.
And certainly this Johnny Rockets has done that, which is also odd because it is a Johnny Rockets. Doesn't often update its look past the idealized 1950s version of a diner. Yes.
A lot of them update their look by closing forever.
That's true.
That's considered an update.
Yeah, you do lose a little bit of that, like, trashy mall Johnny Rockets now that they've redone it. So, like, you're missing some of the fun of being in a terrible place. But I will say this. I ate there today. Mm-hmm. I had a hot dog from Johnny Rockets.
Pretty good, usually.
You did all of this today?
And yes, I did. And I had a nice beer. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what. I loved it. They have a nice open area, which I think they kind of did before, but now it's a little more open air.
Yeah.
I sat at the bar alone.
Great shakes.
Great. I've heard the shakes are good. Did you have a shake?
I've had one before. I'll tell you this. My main memory of Johnny Rockets is I once went there and was served a very wet burger. Like, I was like, came right from the kitchen. I'm like, why is this so wet? And then I went to open the... This is going to sound like I'm making this up. I went to open the ketchup bottle for fries. I opened it, a bunch of water came out. And I swear, I'm laughing, but this happened. I'm like, how did you even... I haven't even tipped it. It's still upright. Where was all this... Why was this water inside the cap? So I've had some very wet dining experiences. Like, everything tasted fine.
You walked in and they rounded up all the employees. Like, look at this guy. We should probably all spit.
Hey, boys,
all spit
wet
10
it up.
Times.
I feel like that you could tell, but this, it felt like they're like, all right, just dump a glass of water on that, send it out.
And did you send it back, or?
I know, I just kind of took it out of the wrapping. I feel like it was just probably sitting there for a while, and it was just condensation, like...
Well, it's Universal Studios, and they love getting you wet.
That's a good point.
That is true.
With the studio spirit.
They wheel the burger past, like, all the way from the park, and it gets hit with all
water
the
world
theme,
water.
Water world water.
It's good, yeah. It goes through the Water World splash zone. It gets those Dilophosauruses on the tour spit in them. The T-1000 the T-1000 used to explode all over the burgers. T-2.
The tram.
The tram. The flash flood. Yeah.
They would have to transport the hamburger on the tram.
Yes. They'd have to give it a seat.
That's why it took so long. Something I noticed being up there in the morning again. There was so many people like in business casual with Universal ID badges or lanyard, just people like clearly going from office building to office building or like eating lunch together or doing a lunch meeting. And there is, I mean, I remember when I was like an intern on the back lot, you did get a decent discount at City Walk, and it's kind of a pain in the ass to leave and get back to City Walk. So
whoa, you're telling me
Scott knows about
all the time. I think it was a pretty decent discount, but from Tour Plaza, you get all the way through security, get scanned and everything, make it all the way up to City Food, And get your like what was in the food court?
I'd
get
Rubio's
a,
at the time.
Yeah, I'd get a Rubio's, Panda Express maybe, but that blows your entire 45-minute lunch period.
Yeah.
And you might get called out on tram 3, your tour 3 for the day, right when you get back.
Oh, well, that's true.
That food sitting cold.
But the people working directly above City Walk and the offices above City Walk, they just take the elevator right down, walk right out. Maybe they go out to City Loft for some little quiet, you know, time away from the office. That's again, a thing I witnessed, like someone quietly, like, you know, read in a Kindle.
I've written up there. I have written scripts.
I thought about that when I was up there today. Like, wow, this would be a great place to just write a little.
Nobody's in the city food to City Loft transitional area, yes. And we're crossing to different sectors. I apologize.
It's okay. I'm enjoying it.
It's on topic. But yeah, aspiring screenwriters. Oh, now we're gonna get the word out, and it'll be flooded with people with laptops and typewriters.
Can you pick up the Xfinity Wi-Fi? There? Or is that just within park limits?
You got to use your own hotspot, I think. I think you're stuck with that.
I've never written a script at City Walk, but I also have thought about it.
Yep.
Well, there's a fantasy of working at theme parks. We've casually gone to these places, but I really should, finish a movie, writing a movie up there.
Mm-hmm. I've done a lot of good times. I've been to Disneyland by myself with a little notepad and written down little blurbs and ideas that turned into the Hollywood magic later. It turned into things that over 30 people have seen.
Wow.
So get the magic. Get right and get the theme park magic.
Branded content?
Hold on. Wait a minute. You know about branded content?
I don't know. I took a guess.
Oh, do you just hear like the people going from the office buildings? You hear them talking about branded content or quadrants?
Yes, quadrants and vertical.
And then, and if you're an actor at Universal Studios, then the mother of all jackpots is to be in some branded content.
We've all done it.
One thing I've observed recently is that there used to be an entrance. If you worked on the lot, the Universal lot, you could walk into City Walk, and that has since been closed because some writers from certain shows were walking through and being a little too rowdy walking back from City Walk Margaritaville.
Too rowdy?
Really?
Like interrupting? Really? Yes.
By the City Walk? By the Margaritaville specifically? Because I saw Walter's Gate is still there.
It would be on the north side of City Walk.
Do we have names of not the people, but of the show that may have blown the privilege?
I'm not sure.
Maybe could have been a superstore. A place that was not so good?
I can't speak to that.
Maybe a certain project with a certain Mindy involved?
That was not masked super carefully.
No, that one didn't work as well. maybe The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien 8 years ago, 9 years ago.
So this, Sector Cuber, I must apologize for this. This is going to kind of veer into an eventual sector, but I have to tell my co-hosts, because we're still in this journey, we're going to be going back to City Walk a lot. I didn't realize that, because we're talking about parking. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about parking. Mm-hmm. We've often mentioned there's not a lot of good options if you're just going to pop in and out.
Yes, that's why I walked from my house to the to Lancashire, bottom of Lancashire, took the tram up.
Yes, I like doing that. That's fun. You can park real close by and then walk and get in a free tram and take that up, or you can walk from Ventura. Sector Keeper and I walked up.
Yes.
One time, when we went to the Zen Zone.
I guided Michael up.
Yes. It felt like he was carrying me up the hill.
One set of footprints?
There was only one set of footprints on the concrete when I walked back down. maybe you guys know this, and forgive me if this is not new information. If you are only going to spend 2.5 hours there, you can get $7 parking with validation from a restaurant.
This is a terrible deal.
So I went to Johnny Rockets. I had a beer and a hot dog and paid $7 to valet park. That is much better.
That's interesting.
Much better than $25 flat fee.
Yeah.
So basically, $7 valet is not crazy.
Where's that valet put you out?
Oh, well, the valet puts you out. First of all, I want everyone to know that Jason aggressively pointed at me when he said that. It puts you out right under City Food, under the, so it's like kind of by the main hub by the movie theater.
By the Skechers?
Yes.
Yeah, I've come out there before.
We all have.
Great spot, great spot.
We've all come out there. It's not a special. But the valet, and I will talk more about the experience valeting when we eventually talk about the parking garages, of course. But I want you guys to know that if you're going to pop up there, it makes sense. You just go into Johnny Rockets. You could probably order fries for $5 and you can get free, basically not free valet, but validated valet, $7. And that cuts down so much of the price.
$12 fries.
Best deal in Los Angeles. Yes.
So $12 fries.
But does that work at, like, say, what we talked about before, the crepe
needs to
cafe.
Be a sit-down restaurant.
Needs to be a sit-down.
I don't know if the crepe is considered in there, but...
I would call it fast casual.
I was surprised Johnny Rockets counted.
The Americana is free. The Americana has good restaurants in it.
The problem
Why are we touting this parking deal?
If you have to go up there, I guess, or if you're, like, a tourist
well,
in town,
we're the
it's
only
a good...
idiots who have to go up there.
Yeah, we don't really, but now we do.
All I'm saying is I don't blame them because it's attached to a theme park, and that's the problem. That's the reason the money is so expensive, unless you're going to a movie.
But up until very recently, Downtown Disney had a
4 hours
strong window
free, yeah.
of free parking.
Yes.
And CityWalk never has.
Yes, that's true. They've been sucking us dry for a while. Well, we don't need to talk about that yet. We're not talking about parking.
No, in fact, we covered it, I think. We can be done unless there's tangents we've missed. I will say a tribute to a fallen hero, KWGB, World's Greatest Burgers, was a radio themed burger restaurant that was in where the Johnny Rockets is now. Yes. There was a live DJ recall. There was a live BJ, a burger jock, and you would call from a phone at your table. You'd call the burger and boogie hotline.
And he'd walk over and pour a glass of water onto your burger.
You wouldn't even have to get up and get your burger
water.
Also very wet. I found a site so deep, even we haven't been there, or I haven't, Mouse Info. I found a forum.
I think I've spent some time on Mouse Info. Yeah.
Well, I found a little story of not really... a story, but a man who had the privilege, I'll just read his post. I had the privilege of being a live DJ at KWGB, World's Greatest Burgers.
The privilege.
From 1996 to 1998, the food was awesome, and hearing the best rock, pop, disco, new wave, and R&B from the 60s, 70s, and 80s made for an awesome experience. I left about 6 months before they closed, but I was sadder the day it closed than the day I left. What did they replace this alive place with? The Daily Grill, which has some of the blandest food I've ever tasted. This, along with other unique venues, have shut down to be replaced by stores you just find in your local mall, which has been a frequent complaint of ours that special CityWalk locations with live burger DJs are being demolished for boring places with watery burgers.
Huh. Thank you for your service, burger DJ.
Yeah, you
weren't
keeping it real.
I have to say, Johnny Rockets, I think a better estimation of the clientele going there than Daily Grill. I find Daily Grill, even just civilian Daily Grill in the area, a little pricey, you know?
And Daily Grill's really, a very, like, office park, very, like...
very lunch, business lunch sort of thing.
People who can, like, who... like, don't feel weird spending $18 on a Cobb salad.
Maybe expense accounting
it. Says we are rich. I have one more thing. Do you remember when we went up there a couple years ago and the waiter made a minion out of ketchup?
Oh, yes, I do remember that.
I got a picture of it. I'll post that. That's some sweet social media.
That was fun. That was really fun.
Yeah, he did a good job. He was very nice and a good ketchup artist. And almost no water was poured onto the
there was no
painting.
No water on your dog today, Mike?
No, not really.
What toppings you put on that bad boy?
Well, it comes with just sort of relish, ketchup, mustard, and then like diced tomatoes.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Bothered by that?
Was I bothered or Jason?
Were you bothered?
No, I like all that.
Okay. You said a little like alarmed.
I would think diced raw onion. I would put that over instead of diced tomatoes.
I liked it. I'll tell you though, I was sitting there there was a nice breeze coming in from outside, and there was a man playing some cover songs outside. And I was writing down the covers as he would play them. And he played real smooth versions of Free Fallin', Treasure by Bruno Mars, Island in the Sun by Weezer. And I was loving it. And it was the best so far of this whole time. It's my most pleasant, nice time at City Walk was this moment.
Well,
eating a hot dog.
Best of all, you were not with any friends or loved ones.
I was
or
alone.
Family.
I was alone. There was a person next to me at the bar who I sensed might want to start talking to me. I was not interested. I kept kind of looking to the right. I kind of, you know what I mean? You know what you can feel somebody want to talk to you? You kind of just kind of like, I don't want to make eye contact because it's going to open it up. And I did that, and I focused on this nice man playing music. I assume he's nice.
I
followed him on Twitter. I'm going to give him a plug because I enjoyed what he was doing, and let me find it.
That's a very great... can I ask your... on the Fourchette scale... Una, due, tre, quattro, cinque. The Italian, the legally cleared Italian fork scale.
Wait, give me the fork scale again.
Uno, due, tre, quattro, cinque.
I'm going to give it...
cinque?
I'm tre? Not sure. Tre? Was that what you said? Tre?
Tre would be three.
Yeah, I'll say tre.
All right. Tre Fourchette.
I was going to say, follow at I am Johnny Martin. On Twitter, he's the guy who was playing the covers.
How do you spell Johnny?
Oh, it's J-O-H-N-N-Y.
All right. Very good. Thanks for the tunes.
And as we wrap up, the stone is materializing for this sector.
Oh,
and it...
Boys.
It just looks like a regular stone, but it's very wet.
Yes, yes, boys. Sector 5 stone, the wet stone, is now yours.
Hey, cool.
There it is.
There it is.
Jason, whoa. Take it.
And it made a sound. It never has before.
Dropping. It's very wet. Usually water is supposed to run off a stone or get absorbed. Sure.
It'll be permanently wet.
Oh,
but it's chlorinated, so you're okay.
Oh, okay.
I wish the fountain was chlorinated.
Oh, man.
Could have saved your life.
But you give me strength.
Yay.
You give me joy.
Another stone towards your freedom.
I'm one step closer to being an okay boy.
Wow.
Yeah. And then you can finally hear that song by the lead singer of Saliva and Chad Kroeger from Nickelback.
Yeah, we are the heroes who will save you. We're not going to go in away. What are the lyrics?
On the wings of an angel.
Watch as we all fly away.
So good.
The end. See you tomorrow.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Mike Carlson, Jason Sheridan, Scott Gardner, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit ForeverDogPodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.